Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I don't like to complain about my sleep, but I slept.
Because I slept on the like scale of sleepers, you never should.
I never should because I'm an excellent sleeper. And I always have it, but I slept like Elizabeth Taylor last night.
And how does she sleep? Because only you would know this.
Please explain.
She was probably Elizabeth in one of the past lives.
No, I say I slept like Elizabeth Taylor, it means that... you know, I had my silk, I changed my silk pillowcase.
Which you finally have talked me into after all these years. Love it.
Love it. It's so nice for your hair. I almost thought about putting a scarf around my hair because I've got to have my hair last through Monday. But I thought, no, the pillowcase is good enough, but I want to keep the eyelashes
funny
on.
Detail. Oh, from yesterday's
film? Yesterday's photo shoot, because we have our event at Lush tonight.
Q&A
with Kurt and Ellie Hansen for their book, The Barons. And I thought, I want to sleep with my eyelashes on. So I'm watching This Is Us.
Oh, I cannot even believe
trying
it.
Trying not to cry my eyelashes off.
Oh, no.
Because I'm planning on sleeping like Elizabeth Taylor. I forgot to take a sleeping pill, and I was so, I stay on my back, but I'm trying not to cry, impossible not to cry, but yet this glue that the gal used yesterday was super good, because despite bawling my eyes out as Rebecca was on the train ride of her life, which was such brilliant storytelling, my lashes stayed on. I got upstairs, and I looked at my eyes, and I thought, wow, I didn't cry off the eyelashes. So I cleaned my face all around my eyelashes.
Oh, okay, my gosh.
With cold cream, another Elizabeth Taylor thing. I just rubbed it on and I just took it off the makeup. And then, you know, I did the, and as an honorary thing to face yoga, I slapped my neck a few times.
Because, you know.
Slapping it.
We're believing that we can bring these muscles back to life.
Casey's sleeping away, you know, and we have a new way of sleeping. He'd played with the grandkids yesterday, and he's worn out. He's worn out.
Sure.
But he sleeps at the foot of the bed with his feet at my head.
Of course he does.
Okay, Grant. It's so strange. And how he used to sleep, of course, get as close to me as possible with his head. He just loves burrowing into my neck. Now it's his feet. And I have to move them because his shoulders need room to spread out. That's what he told me.
You need a king size bed.
Yeah, you guys don't have a king size bed?
No, I don't either.
No,
you need one.
A queen. We have a queen, but it works out.
I sleep
with
my own king size.
If that's, I would be so, I couldn't handle that.
No, we
you do.
We screw, you know.
Sure, it
the
doesn't even matter,
way.
But still to have someone's feet by my head.
I love Casey's feet. He's got the most beautiful feet.
Of course you do.
You know, I love his feet.
You can't make it up.
No, you
He's
cannot.
Got model feet. I can't believe I haven't enrolled him.
Oh, they're so
at the Ford agency.
They're just the best.
We've
feet.
Already had sex. Everyone's happy. We're at our ends. I've got my eyelashes on. I've done my neck yoga. Everything. I've done everything.
Everything, but I didn't take a sleeping pill like Elizabeth Taylor. And I did not get restful sleep last night because I think.
You were worried about your eyelashes.
Worried about my eyelashes, and my mind was racing a bit with This Is Us.
Oh,
it was such a great penultimate episode,
told
and I'm just gonna miss everybody so
well,
much.
Well, I took notes even.
Oh my gosh.
Well, first of all, I can't wait to get my eyelashes off. I don't know, sometimes they feel heavy on the lid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, oh, take them off. I was happy.
But may all
I forgot we, I for, didn't even think of using them for today.
Yeah. I mean, just, but the way that they, you know, may we all look back on our lives the way Rebecca was able to do on that journey last night. It was so clever. The writing, the storytelling. The only thing that threw me off was, why did Kevin age so much? Has it been 20 years since last week's episode? Was she like 65 in last week's episode and then it went to 85?
No, the kids were older. We're not going to give away the end or anything, but
like 20 years because Kevin
but
was
Randall
like,
wasn't that gray.
No.
And neither was Kate. But right. Gal dies. And the kids were, it was not 20 years because the kids were only like 8 years older.
Okay. But I mean, Kevin really aged. They did, Rachel. I mean, he aged like it was jarring to the story.
Yeah. Mm. I thought so too, Lori. That's you. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the beautiful one at the end
turns to be the ugliest
and ages the quickest.
Although he looked like a silver fox.
He looked amazing. Here's what I kind of was talking to my little sister this morning about this.
Does she watch a show? She doesn't.
She's never watched it, and I don't know where you can yet, but whatever.
Peacock.
Can you watch this on Peacock? Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure it's an NBC property.
I've never seen it on there, Lori, but I'm going to...
Let me look.
Grant, maybe you can see where you can stream it, because... It is such a delicious show, but it's such an ode to parenting.
Yes.
And it is, what I got from it last night was, it makes me want to cry. You know, they used the train ride as a metaphor mm-hmm. for going through her life and the way people are saying goodbye at the end of her life. Mm-hmm. We all know she's going to die.
Yeah.
The mom. But it was how, as a parent, or as anyone who has something they really love, you worry about it so much your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always this saying, you're only doing as well as your best,
you're only as happy as your most unhappy child.
And all that kind of stuff. And you hear all this stuff out there, but the thing about it is, at some point, and the doctor that delivered the triplets showed up, said, at some point, you just have to trust the process.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a parent, that's like such a hard thing to do, but such a wise thing to do.
I forgot that Gerald McCraney was the doctor who delivered the triplets.
The triplets. Mm-hmm. And there were so many words of wisdom and so many ways this woman, I mean, mom goals.
Yeah.
100%. And I think of how many ways I failed watching her and how great she was and stuff. And she's just said, I made so many mistakes. And it's just like, that none of that matters.
Yeah.
You were there.
It was just so good.
I take notes. I thought, and then the Joni Mitchell song.
Oh, yeah.
That they play. This show.
Really good.
We're going to miss it so much because it's network, it's available to everybody, it's on a weeknight, you know.
Yes,
there isn't much left that you know, you have your crime crap, but this is one of those
water cooler shows that a lot of people, because I still think that they've steady, you know, 8-9 million people every week.
It really is poignant.
Is it streamable, Grant?
Yeah, you can get it through all the paid subscriptions like Hulu, Sling, YouTube Live, but then they also have it on Peacock, like you said, which I believe there is a free heavy commercial version.
Yes, there is.
So you can get some access to it through the free heavy commercial version on Peacock.
And then we learned a new drink, the Vesper.
Ooh.
Do you have any idea what was in it?
No, but it was a beautiful.
It was a beautiful drink, like, and it's a James Bond kind of drink. But basically what it is, it's a Vesper martini. It was originally made of gin and vodka and a little Lillette.
Oh.
So really, it is half vodka, a little bit of Lillette Blonde, which is like a Dubonnet or something like that.
Okay, that's what I was going to
An aperitif.
Cool.
And then 2 ounces of gin. So it's pure vodka. It's pure
booze.
Booze.
Lovely.
But that's what martinis usually are.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant show. I don't want it to end.
I don't either. Next week it ends, next Tuesday.
I don't know that we're going to get the one thing that you talked about yesterday about Kate. You know, we're not going to get that kind of closure that you talked about, how Kate has spent her whole life feeling bad.
Oh.
About her dad's death, going back and saving the dog. I don't know if we're going to get that.
Yeah, but I don't know if we are either.
But anyway,
sure was nice to see Milo Ventimiglia, because he hasn't been in the last couple episodes. So I was glad that Jack...
It's just in all the things on social media I was reading this morning, like People Magazine did a summary, and really, it's just a lovely show.
It really has been. It really has been. All right, when we come back, it's our story we can't get enough of. So we're officially obsessed with the Cannes Film Festival because...
it's happening.
It's happening. It's happening again. It's not any pared down thing. And yesterday, Tom Cruise appeared in a nice... black turtleneck in front of they did a career retrospective discussion with Tom Cruise yesterday afternoon at Cannes, but it was not a Q&A because no no audience members were allowed to ask questions. The moderator just let Tom Cruise, you know, just kind of ramble on, making very Scientology-like statements about filmmaking. And we know this because Ramin Sotudo, who reports for Variety, he did the book on the ladies at The View.
Yes.
And the New York Times were covering this on Twitter. And Sotudo noted in the montage of Cruise's films that they showed, the only co-star that was omitted, no stills, of Nicole Kidman. And she and Tom did three movies together. Yes, Eyes Wide Shut, Days of Thunder, and Far and Away, which is the last time Tom Cruise has been at the Cannes Film Festival.
Yes.
And I guess the moderator just let Tom talk and talk and talk and talk. And he compared making films to growing flowers and said he learned a lot from making sequels. Roger Friedman said after he watched it, it was like he was a combination of the character from Nashville, Robert Redford's The Candidate, and Chauncey Gardner, who was played by Peter Sellers in a very strange movie, you know, 25 years ago.
That's such a random
reference. Well, let's listen to 26 seconds of Tom yesterday at the Cannes Film Festival.
And it is a little bit weird sounding because it's from far away, but you'll get the gist of it.
How I can create an environment where, like the soil that we can plant the seeds that we will hopefully create a beautiful flower that one day someone will come and appreciate the flower that we grew for them, you know. And that's what we hope to do. And I'm available to if anyone wants it. I'm like, listen or don't listen, whatever you want. And I'm here to learn also.
Okay, wait a minute. I'm available not for questions.
Not for
questions. You don't say that because there already was the rule in place that he no questions about romance, religion, anything about his personal life. All that is completely off the table. And how insulting that he wouldn't show Days of Thunder, Home and Away.
No, he showed stills of all those movies, but he showed nothing with Nicole Kidman. No reference. Because remember, she is, in Scientology terms,
persona non grata.
That's
She's a submissive person who doesn't even exist. She's not even on it. One of the questions was that they, and what he's talking about there is because his life is movies.
He's very good. When he showed the whole Top Gun cast, they just premiered. The movie is just getting just premiered in Cannes like 10 minutes ago, and it got a 5-minute standing ovation just before they played it. Tom got an honorary Palme d'Or. He was on the red carpet with the entire cast. He signed, he took selfies. He signed autographs. Mm-hmm. He talked to fans. He is great at being a movie star. But again, he's just playing a role.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And the one thing, and what he says, and someone said about him, is that, you know, he will meet with everybody on a set, which could be hundreds of people, and get their story. And what do you want to learn from this experience? You know, you are a new cafeteria person and server. What are you hoping to get out of this experience? Or you're the new grip person. How can I help you make it be more of a positive? I mean, he really...
That's cool.
He does do that, and that's why so many people who work with him like him.
Except for the people who worked with him on Mission Impossible when he lost his cool.
Except for them.
Yeah, last year and screamed and yelled at everybody.
But
he can
flinch.
I mean, he can flip.
He's
a
short fuse.
He looked like an ageless vampire on this red carpet. I mean, Glenn Powell is in a white jacket and black pants. Miles Teller, all in white. But there's Tom Cruise just looking effortlessly movie star, boyishly handsome, taking selfies, signing autographs.
He's good at
it. They walked in. I didn't realize this. Ramin Sotudo, he's a fun follow because you feel like you're at Cannes.
Yeah.
They had a flyover for the movie, a military flyover, and they came down the red carpet the Lady Gaga song, Hold My Hand from Top Gun.
Cool.
And like I said, he got an honorary Palme d'Or, and he got a standing ovation, and he's just like is so happy about it. But this movie is expected to save movie theaters this summer.
They're very excited.
Yeah, and then it's getting great reviews.
It's getting great reviews. One of the questions, and I think I'm very excited. Like I said, I watched Top Gun the other day.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Just to kind of remind myself the story, because mm-hmm. this was such a fun movie when it first came out, however many years ago.
It's not my go-to movie, like a Dirty Dancing.
No, not at all. But, you know, it's still, I want to see this. I want to see it in
a
movie theater.
I don't need to see the original one.
I was curious.
One.
Oh, yeah. I was curious about Kelly McGillis and all that kind of stuff. But here's one of the questions someone asked him. This French...
Today on the red carpet?
This was from a Q&A yesterday. And this is something that else came out about it.
Okay.
And he said, you know, they asked a question about
Suri. How Suri?
Oh, Lori, I love you.
Really?
No. They didn't. Lori is just.
Oh, yeah. He won't talk about her.
No.
He said, you know, the question was, you know, you do all your stunts. You're super dangerous. You're a family man with children. Oh. Why do it?
Oh, so that's Tom referencing. Having that.
So here's what he said, but he was ready. Would you ask Gene Kelly why he does all his own dancing?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we're trying to get you to talk about your children.
I know. So that he slipped that one in the back.
Yeah, he did.
You know,
did.
He
that
slipped
pretty,
it in.
That was pretty tricky and on then, that reporter's part.
And then he said he was asked if there was any pressures from the suits and accountants to take Top Gun straight to small screen streaming. Because, again, this has been on hold for 2 years. He said, let me tell you.
That was never going to happen.
That's not going to happen. It was never going to happen.
He was the one who said you can't. He's got so much power in making these Mission Impossible or any movie that he does. He said he would not allow it because they thought about doing a half and half release last year, and he said no.
For all the hard work that you're going to put into those flight scenes,
you got to put that
on the big screen. It cannot
but
come
on
to your living room.
I could listen to Tom. You know, I could listen to that clip again, comparing making movies to growing a flower.
Yeah,
so you got to nurture it. You have to plant the seeds.
It's so Xenu.
You got to water it.
Yeah,
and I'm willing to learn. I love that comment. Are you though?
That was thrown in at the very end.
Yeah. Are you though, Tom?
I'm willing to learn. Really?
Yeah. New lines.
Yes.
Welcome back. What happens at a Twins game doesn't stay at a Twins game. And I ran into Allie Kaplan and her whole family at the Twins game Saturday night. And you were telling me about VCon. And I'm like, what language are you speaking? And you're like, Gary Vee. And I'm like, who's that? So there is this big darn deal happening in the Twin Cities and this gathering of Gary Vee people. You're going to tell us about it at U.S. Bank Stadium. So hello, Allison of the Shop Girls 2.
Well, hello. And let me just say, I have no idea who won the game or lost, but it sure was fun to catch up with you.
Oh, my God. We had a blast. We lost. And it was an extra innings, too, by the way.
The game, but we won in catching up. And, yes, there is this amazing event, you guys. Anybody who likes to know celebrity comings or goings, all eyes are going to be on the Twin Cities starting tomorrow night, actually. So Gary Vaynerchuk, little crash course for those who aren't familiar. He's one of those people who has, like, millions of followers. And yet, if you're not on that lane of Twitter and Instagram, you might not know him. That's how social works today, right?
Yeah. Right.
Oops. So Gary Vee is, he's a serial entrepreneur who really rose to fame in the early days of YouTube. He was running his father's liquor store in New Jersey. I kid you not. He put it on YouTube and he started doing these wine tutorials.
Okay.
And he was like one of the first people out there doing video, and he got super famous. And he parlayed that into a bunch of different businesses. He's basically a marketing guru who has an enormous social following on all the platforms. And anybody who likes entrepreneurship and marketing loves him and follows him. And he's gotten really hot on NFTs. And so he decided to do this conference, and to get in, you cannot buy a ticket. You have to have his VeeFriends NFT.
I saw that.
I don't even know what that means.
Here's what it means. I mean, so basically, he's trying to prove that NFTs, these non-fungible tokens, are not just about art, right? You've heard about people doing, you know, paintings, but they're in digital form, and then
right.
It's an NFT. He's saying an NFT can have any value built into it that you want. And so the value of his was admission to this conference and access to him and kind of being part of this whole community. Now, that said, he put out other VeeCon NFTs. You could now buy an NFT if you have a crypto wallet for about $200.
So, Zach, the ticket price to go to US exactly. Bank Stadium is about $200 this weekend?
So some people roll their eyes and think, oh, I'm not into all that. But listen to who is going to be speaking at VeeCon.
Okay.
It's such an eclectic group. Snoop Dogg, Pharrell Williams, Eva Longoria, Mila Kunis, Michael Rubin, who's the CEO of Fanatics. You know Sarah Blakely, if you follow Sarah
yes,
Blakely
yes.
of Spanx
yeah.
on Instagram, her husband Jesse Eitzler, who is also an entrepreneur, he's going to be there. Beeple, who is the artist who sold the like $63 million NFT, Steve Aoki, Kevin Smith. I mean, it is so eclectic, you guys, but the one thing that all these people have in common is that they're all kind of early adopters. You know, Mila Kunis came out with a NFT show, you know, because she's married to Ashton Kutcher.
Right.
So it's all people who are kind of into this whole Web 3.0. That's who's going to be at VeeCon. And they're all going to be in Minneapolis this weekend.
Okay, so so they're all going to be here, and it's at US Bank Stadium. And in another,
and it's going to cost you $200?
Lori.
Oh, jeez.
It's a once in a lifetime because this guy is such a huge deal. And he came to Minnesota. He has a relationship with the Wolves.
Oh, okay.
Right? Who on the Vikings?
He has a relationship with the Vikings,
yes,
actually.
So, the
you know,
Vikings.
The Vikings launched an esports team, and
yes.
he's a part owner in their esports team.
Do you think Gary is going to address the crypto NFT crash that happened last week?
Yeah. I think a lot of people are wondering that. Yes, I do. And I've already heard him talking about that.
Okay.
And his take is this is about the long game, that right now people are treating this like they're day traders, but that's not what it's about, that you're getting into this for the long haul. And this is just the very, very early days. And you have to know that it's going to go up and down. But, you know, years from now, you're going to be glad you got in when you did. That's what he would say.
All right. I'm saving my Bitcoin. I just found it after four, you know, years, literally the last week when it died in the same day.
Yeah.
So I'll save it.
But I still don't get the whole NFT thing.
But a lot of people
I
do.
Know.
And,
I know.
And
I know.
So what are you hoping, like, as, you know, you are the editor-in-chief at Twin Cities Business.
Yes.
What are you hoping to get out of this? Because they're calling it kind of like TED Talk meets X Games meets Comic-Con.
Oh.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, I think, first of all, I think it's not all going to be about NFTs. I think a lot of it is just going to be about entrepreneurship.
Okay.
Being successful and leadership. And so, I mean, I think it's just, first of all, anytime all eyes are on the Twin Cities, and tomorrow night, this is also an invitation event, but it's happening outside of US Bank, they're doing a welcome party where they're going to have 9 local startups on stage kind of talking about their businesses. So anytime
That's
you've
cool.
got that sort of attention and people coming in from all over and seeing all the innovation and cool stuff happening right here, that makes me happy.
Yeah,
That's
Allison,
great for our city, right?
Yes, it's great for
Where
our
does
city.
Everyone stay? What are the top 3 hotels do you think that people are staying at?
okay, so that's the stuff that we got to get. Yeah. I mean, we're working on all of that now, okay. And that's kind of the fun, juicy stuff. There are parties going on all over. There's a big five-course price-fixed meal happening tomorrow night at FEMA's in Minneapolis. And FEMA's put up this NFT art gallery just in time to show how, you know, innovative they are.
Yeah.
I think, my guess, it's too bad Four Seasons isn't open yet. I think there will probably be a lot of people at Lowe's, probably at the Grand Hotel.
Yeah.
That's nearby, that's close, US Bank. I think there are going to be people over. I mean, there are like 8,000 to 10,000 people who are coming in, mostly from out of town.
Yeah. Well, that's now, good. Downtown will be popping.
Yeah, hewing. I think it'll just be fun to be out at some of the bars and just kind of see who you see. You know,
right.
I mean, you can follow along on Twitter. The hashtag is see you at VCon.
Okay.
And there's a lot of chatter and everyone saying, I'm arriving in Minneapolis today. And it's just kind of fun to see, you know, like Steve Aoki, who's a performer.
We've had him on. Yeah.
Okay. So he's going to perform at the Armory as long as he's in town. Like, I think there are a lot of people doing, you know, sort of things in tandem while they're here.
Right.
I would guess Spoon and Stable is going to be a good place to see and be seen, you know, places like that.
Yeah.
It was just so funny because you're talking about it. I'm like, what? What are all these new words?
Yeah, no, Web Gary just tweeted. So hashtag see you at VCon. Gary did.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Right. He just reshared an article that we published yesterday on Twin Cities Business, which talks about all the local brands that'll be out there. There are going to be a lot of, you know, Minnesota food trucks. A lot of local brands will have a chance to show their things. So it's all good for the Twin Cities, and, you know, it's just a lot of fun.
I think it's going to be fun. I want the weather to be a little better.
I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, I know, because it's supposed to be 70% rain towards the end of the week. But, I mean, today's pretty.
Well, but everyone's inside and
it doesn't matter. Our city shows better when the sun is out.
Okay.
Except for tomorrow night. I mean, tomorrow night would be the time I would say if you're out and about and you were walking over by the Commons, or you might be able to catch some glimpses, because this whole welcome party, which they're calling a massive Minnesota meetup, that's happening outside of US Bank Stadium. You do need a ticket to get in, but, you know, it's outside, so I'm sure you'll be able to see some of it.
You could see some of it
going on.
Okay, a massive Minnesota meetup. Okay, and then you also shared, and I don't know if you can, about Fashionopolis. Can you share that? We're not going to talk about it.
Am I going to get in trouble?
Nope, we're not going to talk about it.
It's okay.
Okay.
I think it's okay to say that.
I'm sorry.
That when this. No, I think it's okay. Who knows? Who cares? Whatever. If I get in trouble, I'll just blame it on you.
Okay.
Four Seasons. It's going to be at the Four Seasons.
Lori.
It's going to be spectacular in the fall.
And when is the Four Seasons opening?
It is opening June 1st. It's just days away. And if you haven't seen it yet, wow. Make sure you book a reservation to have lunch or do a spa treatment. You know, there's an outdoor pool, which the Four Seasons doesn't usually do in cold weather climate.
Right.
But the poll ads convinced them that Minnesotans will come out for a pool. And it is so great, you guys. When you're up on that deck and the skyline all around, you feel like you're in a different city. It feels really good, and I think it's going to be a huge draw right at the edge of the North Loop and the center of downtown.
I love it. Okay, so could you believe how crazy busy downtown Minneapolis was on Saturday?
It really was. Isn't that nice to see?
It was wonderful. It was wonderful.
We need more reasons to rally around our city. It's important.
It is important.
For all of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is an important conference, and now we know what VCon is.
Right, but are you going to go, Julia, is what I want to know. I'm out of town, Allison, I'm so glad I'm out of town. Not that I'd ever go. I really wouldn't.
Well, follow along.
I'm fascinated.
Okay. We'll be covering it. We'll share some highlights.
Okay.
We'll show you all the celebrities that we talk to. So
okay, tcbmag.com. I can't wait. We will follow along. And then are you going to talk about it? Are you working this Saturday?
I am. Yep. All right. I am. I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to rush over so I can hear Eva Longoria talk at
I
what she has to say.
And she'll be coming from Cannes. She's at Cannes right now, not wearing a bra.
Oh.
Yeah.
That made all the headlines yesterday. So you can ask her about that if she had fun.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I will. She better sleep on the plane.
Snoop Dogg has not done anything except Wake and Bake, he tweeted, and is it you, is it me, who could it be, who could it be? That's all we've gotten. So Snoop isn't here yet.
He's not here yet. Yeah.
And as the Rolling Stones never posted a picture when they were here, and Lori was going crazy because they kept posting pictures from their tour cities.
Yes.
I bet we get something from Snoop.
Well, you know, maybe.
He had a great time at the Super Bowl.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
And he's got some pretty wild NFTs now that I'm on his web or his Twitter.
And we're going to follow TCB Meg on Twitter as well. Allison, thank you so much for keeping us in touch with the pulse of the Twin Cities. This is a big darn deal. And if people want to do some celebrity stalking or even go to some of the events, it'd be cool. I tried to figure out how to get a ticket. And just that whole NFT thing made me rethink my strategy.
you do need a crypto wallet, so you got to start.
I have an Apple wallet. I don't know if they're the same.
No. Break out your Bitcoin. Try and pay for it that way.
That's another show. We don't have time. Thank you so much, and good luck. I bet you guys have a great time.
Chat.
Okay, all we'll
right,
talk
have
to
you. Have a great weekend.
Yes, you
okay,
too.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Somebody is sitting on the 24th floor of the government building waiting for jury duty, and she's watching them put up the stage.
At U.S. Bank Stadium.
At U.S. Bank Stadium.
It's kind of cool because it's also on Twitter. You can follow it there. So if people are wondering what's going on this weekend, if you're out and about and you see, you know, Eva Longoria, Spike Lee, Mila Kunis, just hanging out about, or Snoop. Gary Vee.
Snoop.
Yeah, and I've watched some of Gary Vee's, like, small YouTube videos and TikTok stuff. Not only is he an entrepreneur and all these other things, but with, like, these TED Talks, those are the best. He's got these really small clips that are just, like, motivational, like, what are you doing sitting on your butt, you know, but like breaks it down in a way where it's like, wow, that makes absolute sense. He's just got this chime to him where it just kind of opens your eyes to the simple things that we might forget as we go along through life. It's awesome. He's pretty cool.
All right.
Very good. Listen, when we come
and now
back,
you know,
we're going back to the scene of
the crime.
Can Eva Longoria without a bra. We have to go back to the Cannes Film Festival on the Riviera.
We'll be right. Love it.
Okay, so Top Gun Maverick is over now at the Cannes Film Festival. It got a thunderous 5-minute ovation before the movie, when Val Kilmer came on screen, and when the movie was over. Okay, so it's been a very giddy day for Tom Cruise on the Quasset. The opening movie last night, the zombie comedy, was well received last night. It's called Final Cut. It was described as clever and giddily entertaining. And the movie was going to be called Z.
Oh, really?
And the Ukrainian Institute explained to the director of this movie that Z has become a symbol of the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Oh.
So they changed and they use it in pro-Russia demonstrations and stuff. So he changed it to Final Cut. So anyway, people were like loving that movie. So that happened. Also, you know, the other movie, we haven't seen this red carpet yet, but we did get posters today. Baz Luhrmann's Elvis.
Okay, wait, what movie? Wait, Grant, will you like hit replay? Because I don't know if Lori, what is she talking about?
Yeah, what is this thing you're talking about?
What is this I'm talking about?
The only thing that I think could make this better for you, Lori, really, really better, is if somehow in the middle of it, Sharon Stone did a walk by. If Sharon Stone could be
Harry Styles as Mick Jagger has an encounter with Elvis in the movie, but that's not going to happen because Harry was on with Howard Stern and he did confirm
that he tried out for the role and didn't get it.
He auditioned for the Elvis.
You want to know what I respect about that is that
I love that he told us that.
Well, and I also respect that they, you know, not everybody has excellent acting chops. You know, he's only had very small roles. Harry Styles.
He's had one movie, Dunkirk.
And this is a huge movie. We would want an actor who could act, you know?
Well, I think there's no problem in the acting department. I think you think he can do it all. Harry is a triple threat.
I think Elvis would be upset if someone who didn't have his craft honed played him.
Well, they wanted somebody who could really transform into Elvis. Yes. And I think Harry Styles looks too much like Mick Jagger.
That's his problem.
Well, and he saved it because once you roll that Elvis, I don't know if you can roll the, you know, the Rolling Stones dice. So let's keep him ready for Rolling Stones.
Let's keep him for that.
This is such an interesting conversation if you're listening, Harry.
And then Elvis could, you know, be up for the Palme d'Or. That's how high the hopes are for this movie.
This is the big seal.
Biopic. It's Austin Butler plays Elvis. Tom Hanks plays the manager, Colonel Tom Parker. Olivia DeJong is Priscilla Presley. I mean, Baz Luhrmann has gone all out with these posters. They are like amazing.
Oh, yeah.
We just haven't seen good movie posters in so long.
No.
I mean, Top Gun Maverick has a pretty good poster.
Yes, it does.
But these really are, they are giving me Moulin Rouge, richness.
So Moulin Rouge is coming to town next week at Hennepin Theater Trust. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a cast member on next week.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never seen that movie by Baz Luhrmann, it is just
Nicole Kidman,
mm-hmm. Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
It is just it's like a kaleidoscope of color and song and music and dance and
everything.
And that's
what I think we're going to get from Baz. And he gave an interview because he's in Cannes. He said, for me, if I think about America in the 50s, 60s and 70s, Elvis is in each one of those groupings. And he was a very different Elvis. 50s, 60s, 70s, you know, so that's what we're going to see in the movie. And you're going to be excited because this is a movie soundtrack that
people could buy.
We've got Doja Cat doing a song. Now, we just learned this is the Italian. How do you say their name? Maneskin. The Italian.
And they sang, you know, we've played them before because they've been on Saturday Night Live recently. You know, what's that song? I'm holding you.
Yeah, well, they do a cover of Elvis's song, which ends the 1968 Elvis special. He ends with I Can Dream. He changes into a white suit. Celine Dion did the hologram song on American Idol.
She
to
did.
This song. If
Along
I Can Dream,
Elvis.
It's a big ballad, you know. So, of course, Maneskin, or however the hell you
Maneskin,
say
this. Maneskin, whatever.
That you say their name. They have given their treatment, and Grant posted this trailer. He's also posted the posters. But to this song, it's very different. It's a very hard rock version, I guess, of If I Can Dream.
Mr. President, try not to move around so much during the takes.
I can't move. I can't sing.
So that's another song we've learned about that's on the soundtrack. And
I need to make
cool
a correction
version.
About Moulin Rouge. Mm-hmm. It starts tonight.
Oh, it
and
starts
it's through
tonight.
Next week.
Yeah, it's here for like
a while.
10 days
yes.
or something.
So, okay, thank
well,
you.
That's good. I'm
I know.
I got the correction on the air right
oh,
now.
Oh, I know. I love our little
look
correctors.
At that trailer to oh, that song.
I have goosebumps
so good.
Still right now. All my mm-hmm. hair is up. That trailer with that song, you guys. The song's great, but with the trailer, and he's moving.
Yes.
And every time a big part of that song comes up, Elvis stops and then
Yeah, it's
Austin
kind
Butler
of a
looks-
great like this because it's such a soaring big ballad, and mm-hmm. so this have this very gritty rock version.
I
it's
love
cool. that
it.
Song. Changes it completely. My mom will not like it at all.
No, but it's perfect.
I like it.
And it's like, mm-hmm. and if you listen to even the old Moulin Rouge soundtrack, they change like
all
a Sting song.
Yes.
And they changed the music.
Or Crazy Rich Asians hearing all the
yes.
songs in Chinese.
It's
you know,
so
like
fun.
A virgin.
We love soundtracks.
Yeah, we do.
Hashtag bring them back.
Bring them back. Great.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You can listen to us anywhere with our great app, My Talk app. And there's prizes to win every month. This is Lori and Julia. And we'll be right back.